Today is Thursday, the 18th of June, 2026. We thank you for taking time to connect with us this morning. Our Minute with the Masses from Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. Few things are more disappointing than a closed door. It can cause you to question your direction, your decisions, and even your value. But hear this today. A closed door is not the end of your story. Often it is God's divine redirection. Perhaps the job you depended on ended unexpectedly. Perhaps the home you hoped to purchase or the apartment you planned to rent slipped away. Perhaps a relationship you believed would lead to marriage came to an abrupt end. What felt like a setback may have been the hand of God protecting, preparing, and positioning you for something greater. God sees what you cannot see. He knows what is ahead, and he never closes a door without having a purpose. What appears to be a denial may actually be your deliverance. What feels like a loss may be God's way of leading you to a better opportunity, a healthier relationship, or even a higher calling. Remember this truth today. When God closes a door, he is not canceling your future. He is clearing the path for his purpose. The door that closed behind you cannot compare to the door that God is preparing before you. Even now, God is arranging circumstances and preparing doors that align with his purpose for your life. The right door will not require you to force your way through. When God opens a door, no person, no obstacle, or no circumstance can shut it. So do not lose heart. Keep trusting, keep praying, and keep moving forward. Refuse to become stuck in disappointment or distracted by what did not work out. God is ordering your steps, and in his perfect timing, the right door will open. Declare this over yourself throughout the day. I trust God with every closed door, knowing that he is ordering my steps and preparing the right door to open in his perfect timing. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Sandra. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this thankful Thursday are as follows. For Kenneth in Oklahoma, he has been diagnosed with a very rare blood disease. We pray for spirit-filled, competent doctors, an effective treatment plan, and minimal discomfort and side effects. For Tasha, we pray for the Lord to help her parent her adult sons with wisdom, grace, and tough love. We also pray that her sons will mature in character, take responsibility for their actions, and faithfully fulfill the duties God has entrusted to them. For those who are caring for loved ones with Alzheimer's, we pray for the Lord to strengthen and comfort you, fill you with patience, peace, and unwavering love as you serve each day. For those who are experiencing pain in their bodies, we ask the Lord to bring his healing touch and grant them comfort, strength, and peace as they trust in God's unwavering care. For our children, we pray for our children to be protected on every side, excuse me, and from drownings in pools and beaches as they go about their summer. We also pray for families to enjoy quality time with each other and make good memories. For those whose eyesight is failing, we ask the Lord to touch your eyes with his healing power, restore your sight according to his will, and help you trust in his love and care each day. For those facing a legal situation, we ask God to provide them with the wisdom to meet the challenge head on, for the confidence to believe God is working on it, and for divine favor to get it resolved to their satisfaction and advantage. For everyone on the call today, we pray for the Lord to bless you with his favor, surround you with his peace, strengthen you for every task before you, protect you in all your ways, and fill your heart with joy, wisdom, and confidence as you walk in his grace throughout this day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We give you thanks this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice. We ask you, God, to forgive us of all of our sins, our thoughts, our deeds, things that we said that was not pleasing in your sight. We lift you up. This morning we come as gap standers, standing in the gap, making up the hedge. You sought for a man and could not find one. But here we are this morning, shoulder to shoulder, heartbeat to heartbeat, one mind, God, and that's to seek you, to call on the name of Jesus this morning. We call on your name for kidney blood disease, Father. No, God, that you already have gone before him, that we would trust the process. We pray, Father, that they find the antidote, the right doctors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No side effects, in the name of Jesus. We pray for them that are going through pain in the body. Our sight is failing. We pray this morning that healing be your bread, in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, God, we are here. You nailed it on the cross, every sickness, every disease. So we come standing in the gap, standing in the gap. Be healed. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be healed, Kenneth. Be whole in the name of Jesus. I say be healed. Be whole. Pain in the body, be healed and be whole. Memory loss, you created the brain. You strategically made our body and our organs. You put everything in place. We pray now that we call it back to remembrance of our brain. In the name of Jesus, we denounce dementia and Alzheimer's. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray now for Tasha and her sons, that she parent and parent well, that her sons will stick beside her, walk with her, in the name of Jesus, through different circumstances. We pray for family members to come together and work together. We pray for family members to make memories, because when it's all said and done, all you got is your memories. Glory be to God. And we pray this morning that you make them and make them well. Life is too short for the bickering and the arguing and the confusion. Build and build your house well. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the protection of our children and adults that are going and traveling in the country and out of the country. We pray, Father, that pools are secured, beaches are safe, springs are enjoyable, for the Lord has given us all things to richly enjoy, but we have an enemy that's seeking and roaring. We pray now that you use wisdom, that somebody have a seeing eye. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in a courtroom. Thank you, Lord, for handling all legal matters, that paperwork. Closing of property, selling of properties would not be held up, but will come to pass quickly and smoothly. In the name of Jesus, we pray for favor to follow you today. Bless you in the city and in the field. In the name of Jesus, we pray that we don't get frustrated or aggravated today in no situation, that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. We pray that confidence in God will follow you. But put on the whole armor today, that you'll be able to stand against evilness that's on the horizon. Gird up, suit up, in the name of Jesus, and walk it out. Not walking it out in fear. Oh God, we pray that our faith will be strong. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, we thank you for answering those prayers that we have not uttered. We thank you, God, for good rest and good sleep. We thank you for the mobility of our bodies, blood pumping in our veins. We thank you, God, for our large organs are protected, our hearts and our lungs and our kidneys. We pray this morning that our intestines, small and large, will form to its capacity. We pray this morning, oh God, that our mind be seared to the mind of Christ. We pray this morning that our children that are wayward will come to find Jesus. We pray for our grandchildren and our adult children, our married children, that their homes will be a three-cord bond. We pray that our children will be safe and find refuge in God. We pray that our grandchildren from the next 25 plus generations would know God. And when we have put to rest to be with God, we'll look over the balcony of heaven and see our generation coming through the pearly gates. We thank you, God, because you're too wise to make a mistake. We thank you now. We thank you now for the changing of the weather, that he is coming. We pray that we even use wisdom in that and understanding. We give you glory because you told us to pray about everything. Don't think about it. Pray about it. In the name of Jesus, don't worry about it. Pray about it. All of our frustration, all of our worration, all of our concerns, pray about it. Because you told us we worry, we were sinning. So we pray about everything. Transportation, occupation, roof over our head, clothes for our back. friendship, relationship, and the enemy too. We give you glory this morning. We give you glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to walk around being happy. Square your shoulders. Keep your head up. Everybody go through something. And when we go through it. And come out on the other side to pull somebody else up. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you and we appreciate you. Thank you for every intercessor on the line. Thank you, God. Every reader on the line. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your homes. Be blessed. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We honor you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank God and amen.
Thank God. Amen. And thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet again tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.